There we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our next call in the Sensual Site. And we are working with transforming joy and sadness. Yeah. So, or overexcitement, pardon me, unhealthy joy, which sometimes is a bit of a stumbling block for us to wrap our minds around that we can actually have unhealthy joy. And if joy is anything other than giving rise to the sensations of calmness, of stillness, of things of that ilk, then that overexcitement or nostalgia type of feeling sometimes doesn't fit necessarily in that category. Those would be examples of some not so healthy types of joy. Okay. So thank you all for your messages. I think I got the most responses this week that I've had maybe of all time. So I so appreciate that. And there's something about just writing it down and put it on paper. And for those of you who are mentioning in your emails things like, I'm sorry I haven't mentioned more, or things along that line, know that it's all perfect. It all works out really well. I also got a lot of messages mentioning how on point it felt directed towards them as an individual. Hard to believe that it was for the group. It's quite commonly the feedback that I receive, and that tends to be continuing, it seems. So thank you, and I appreciate all of your updates that you shared with me. Thank you all, and sending you all the love that I got and all the messages right back at you. Thank you for that. Okay, y'all, as we settle in for today's session, if you do have anything to mention while we're going through, if you're live on the call, feel free to just type that on into the chat feature at any time. I'm seeing a few more pop up. Thank you. And as we settle in for today's session, I'll invite you, if you haven't already, to find a nice quiet, for me, that was the words quiet and cozy all at the same time. Words will come, they'll kick in here. So I'll welcome you to find a nice quiet and cozy spot for you to really settle into, perhaps somewhere that you can sit or lay and be undisturbed for this session. And as you make your way there and are settling into that location, I'll invite you to begin here, perhaps by means of breathing, however the body mind feels called to. Sometimes we fall into very routine breathing patterns to the point where we often forget to check in with our bodies and notice how they actually wish to breathe. So if your body mind could lead the way with breath, what might that be, look, feel like for you in this moment? And I've said this before, and I feel it bears repeating. There's something special about the breath. It's the only functionality in our body that is simultaneously something that happens automatically and something that we can actually govern and take control over. And we can do that unconsciously, and many of us do. Most of us are breathing in unconscious breath patterns here and now. And that unconscious breath has emotionality, belief systems, ideas hooked into it. As we begin to take our attention to directing you to a conscious breath, to consciously allow your body to breathe and to lead the way in its breath, we begin to send subtle signals to the parasympathetic nervous system, in particular the ventral vagal portion, that allows us to access different states of being. When we engage with it consciously, those breath patterns begin to sometimes show us what's holding in ourselves, in our bodies. And we often take our breath for granted. So just tuning into consciously allowing it to perhaps lead the way for you today, if that calls to you. And as you focus on this breath, in whatever way you may be, however you're called to, Every inhale, holding the opportunity for newness, for awareness, for opportunity itself. And every exhale, an opportunity to make room, have space, let go, allow. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And as you do so, drinking in its support, if that feels at all pleasant or even neutral. And as you receive that support, perhaps breathing that right into each and every part of you, each and every cell. And while we're on the note of support, I'll invite you to scan your body mind, looking for a part of you that's pleasant or neutral. And if you're already there, then just stay right where you are. It may be a physical area of the body. It might be a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. And when you've landed on that, noticing what it is you like the most about this memory, this area of your body, and drinking in that too. Taking a moment to savor and notice and savor again. Creating an upward cycle of nourishment. And as you have a moment to be with this nourishment, noticing the impact of it, how does it feel to be present to this nourishment? And allowing yourself to drink that in too, assuming it's pleasant and neutral and feeling okay on your end to do so. Breath by breath, orienting your body to pleasure, to ease, to space, to joy, to nourishment. And thank you for drinking in this sustenance. Thank you for taking time to enjoy this. And thank you for having a vehicle, this body-mind of yours, in which to do just that. The deepest of gratitudes to all that have come before you to create the possibility of this sweetness, of this sweet moment. And all the other sweet moments. And even perhaps the not-so-sweet moments that give a different type of sustenance and nourishment. If that feels right to acknowledge those, feel free to include those too for you. And thank you to all that have come before you, that family line, that ancestor, your lineage, your culture. And the deepest of deepest thank yous and gratitudes alike to all of those that have stewarded and caretaken this very land that has made that possible for us all. Thank you to all of those beings on all levels. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. And as you settle into this space, we're starting off with lymphatic drainage through a few different areas of the body simultaneously, starting with the eyes, the neck, the liver, and then gallbladder. I see the neck as being that vehicle, that capacity to orient ourselves. What is it you wish to orient yourselves to? What do you put another way? What are you calling in your life? And then as we work with that, linking it into the liver and the gallbladder complex alike, they're often thought to be very similar in many of the roles that they play to support the capacity for the gallbladder to act like that general advisor that it often does to the liver to make a plan to implement forward movements. What is it you wish to step forward into? And as you call that new beginning in this way, as we run lymphatic drainage through it, cleaning out any old ideas, thoughts, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, that's not in service of this. And as we sort of spring clean, if you want to think of it that way, I often do for lymph drainage, this relationship, linking it into the eyes for seeing the vision and holding true to your vision. And you don't even have to have exact words or thoughts that go with this. If it's even a feeling, whatever it is you may be calling in and tuning into and cultivating, whatever those fresh eyes have their eyes set on as your vision for you, allowing that to come through however your body mind feels called to. And as we do so, running a cellular repair very specifically to support this all on the gallbladder. And here working with the gallbladder is often, I've referred to it mostly as being quite young, and it is. However, in another way of looking at Chinese medicine, it's never all that straightforward, it's considered to be quite in the middle between yang and yin. So everything is yang and yin, but this in particular is a little bit more in the middle, so to speak, which makes it a bit of a pivot point. So supporting the capacity to pivot whatever is in service and releasing away from, pivoting away from what's no longer in service for you. And as we run this cellular repair, supporting the pivot in the direction of courage that the gallbladder has. And then on the other side of that, making sure that there's a few of you that might have too much fire here to move forward into, which can actually create a weakness in and of itself. So also simultaneously making sure that there is an excess fire or I'm sort of making a bit of a blunder here in terms of Chinese medicine, but making sure that there isn't excessive courage or foolhardiness present. So finding that right balance for you. And as we work with this cellular repair, which I'm not sure if I mentioned, helps to restore cells back to their fullest potential of health. As we work with that, linking it into the eyes to again connect to that sense of vision. And as we do so, there's this old piece of you from infancy, actually, around 6 months of age, that has some ideas that tend towards, well, not creation, but destruction. or explosive anger, rage, and the type that can even lead to very strong hate. Not necessarily in action, but more so in idea. It's as if that excessive, I'll call it hate as a summary here for all of that. It's as if that was the only defense that you had at a few months of age, 6 months, to defend against the current circumstances. So although that pattern may have started here as a necessity to survive, and now has the opportunity to melt slowly, softly away. And one of the ways that we can support the body in doing so is just beginning to make really tiny, subtle movements, centrally releasing. Yeah, in whatever your areas of the body mind may feel called to, feel free to even check in with the eyes. And noticing what they might be seeing in your body mind. And if that calls to you, you're welcome to include that sensual movement as much or as little throughout this session as you like, and even taking it on for homework. It doesn't need to be big, just little teeny ones right where you are is perfect. If you like the big ones, feel free, have at it. And as we work with this piece of you, it's really happy to actually just be seen and acknowledged for the role that it's played in protecting you through the lens of giving you that deep, dark feeling. Yeah, if nothing else will support me, my hate, my inner hate will support me. And this is the sort of thing, that kind of hate that you don't even say out loud to other people because you're maybe afraid of what they might think or how they may respond, etc. So this is actually also creating a bit of a divide. So although it had a healthful purpose and service to you, it's no longer necessary in this way, shape, or form. And it's worked really hard. It takes a lot of energy to do that all. So we can invite that part of you to just take a step back, if it's willing to do so, and set down all those old roles and burdens now, because we've got this little one, this six-month-old of you, safe and sound now. And as we work with the six-month-old, we're working to expand his or her Wei Qi. And as we expand your Wei Qi at that age, yeah, supporting the capacity for that Wei Qi to expand, but also be dynamically responsive to the environment at hand by linking it into the small intestine to give rise to discernment. Yeah, so help it to literally clearly see. And as we invite it through discernment, through awareness to see, giving it space to connect to this new beginning, what's possible to see from here. And with that protective piece, the one that was driving the hate, begins to soften and melt away a little bit more. And then a little bit more. So the more that we expand this Wei Qi, the more this protector begins to step back. What does the future hold from this vantage point? And as you release this, unhooking as well the frustration that this protector held for getting beat up on, for doing its job. And as we release that anger, that frustration, I see a large part of that coming off of the left shoulder. That's where I'm noticing it in my body. Although you may have it in a completely different area, and that is 100% kosher. So as you work with that all, feeling it wherever you may be, left shoulder or otherwise. It's linking now into the nose, and forgive my corniness here, but I just hear that expression, the nose knows. The nose is thought to be our very primal sense, connecting us to our deepest of primal wild energies, including our sexuality. And the nose is interesting because it doesn't actually need to go through all the other layers of the brain before it gets registered as its sensory input. Instead, it has direct access, or fairly direct access. I'm taking a bit of anatomical liberty here. I took GCM liberties a moment ago. What else? I'll say I'm going to take all the liberties today. Why not? And as we work with this understanding here, the sense of smell that we're working with within this nose needs to be in a different relationship to the eyes, in particular to those bladder 1 points. And seeing our present moment with clarity. And we just need to unwind. The feeling of being a disappointment as a woman, as a feminine energy, for those of you in male bodies. And as we work with this feeling of being a disappointment, it's also contained within it the feeling of being judged by others. And whatever aspect of womanhood that may be, whether that's the mother role that you play, whether that's the crone energy that you're stepping into or are in, whether that's your femme fatale, your sexy woman, your queen, whichever of the roles that are present. And catching your awareness, applying that to all of those, as well as all the ones in the subconscious realms that your mind might not be consciously aware of. And as we rewire this through the feminine, supporting and nourishing the yin aspect of all of you through this lens. And as we work with the nose, again, linking back to the nose, this time running another cellular repair, again, restoring its cells back to its fullest potential of health, but going through the family lines this time. We're going back 8 generations. And I got curious with the number 8 and I asked why, and it said, well, it's representing the 8th house energy of death and rebirth and the cycles contained to support regeneration. This is a turning point. This gets to be your turning point. And as we work with this, linking it through to the maternal realms, 8 generations back, wombs upon wombs upon wombs upon wombs of women. And clearing out from here deep sadness for feeling lacking in value, for being devalued, for feeling devalued. For seeing themselves as less than. And our culture, our society, setting the stage for that division. And yet it also being very present within the genetic coding even of this juncture. So as we work to clean that out, we're unhooking the belief system of I deserve this, along with I have to be deserving, just in general. What if you're already born deserving? What if there is something you needed to actually earn in order to be treated and nourished with love, with ease, with all the things that give rise to health, all the internal qualities of well-being? And as we work with that all, cleaning out that old sadness here, that ancient sadness, simultaneously running lymphatic circulation. And cleaning out those toxins, that gunk, that waste, that low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And we're doing it for the entire gallbladder meridian and its relationship to a couple of things, actually. The small intestine, the large intestine, and the liver. So a few different areas of digestion. And from here, unhooking the belief system of, I have to play it cool. Gotta play it cool. And that creating a tendency for coolness, actually, in the digestion. And the I have to play it cool coming out of a fear of what might people think if I was standing in my vision of myself. Who am I to stand in this vision of what I deserve? So as we clean out that low self-esteem here, linking it into house number 12, house of endings, release, letting go. And as we work with this house of the liver meridian, the leg here, it's bringing in the definition of transmuting old karmic patterns that were embedded within the ancestral line. And very specifically, cleaning out the shame for being a woman, for being in a female body, for being in your feminine nature. And then little Charlie's moving around, which sometimes is a sign that we're releasing some good things. Yeah. And as we release that all, also releasing this idea, this pressure of I have to do it just so, I have to do it just right, and I need to pay attention to do it, well, perfectly. And it's been said, I forget by who, but that perfection is one step, one degree closest to death. Yeah, so anytime we find ourselves in perfectionist thinking, we may actually be in a form of wanting something to end. Yeah, whatever that may be. And as we work with this, releasing very specifically now the pattern of, I should be more responsible. I gotta put like my jobs first, my duty first. Unhooking that with a sea tree. And that's gonna continue for the next 3 days. And we're going to work with it through Governing Vessel 20 point that holds all of those habit patterns. And we're also unhooking it off of the small intestine to help support getting nice, clean discernment and awareness on that level of the intellect to give rise to thoughts that are in service of you. And as we work with the sea tree, standing for sea, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that again drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And as we work with all of that, also balancing yin and yang and running hydration, helping these cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here anymore. Then D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to other possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, to shift that underlying consciousness, perhaps thinking of that as the release, the surrender, the letting go, the allowing, the softening, the gentling, in the good sense of that word. And then as we work with that seed journey, as it continues over these next few days here, we need to head back into the family lines, running one more cellular repair. This is also eight generations. This is on Dad's side. And it's looking at apathy. And it's the cycle of feeling guilty for not having taken action, leading to not wanting to take any other action, which creates even more guilt, etc. Guilt feeding inaction. Why bother? I can't be bothered. I don't care. And having difficulties in stepping into, well, like putting like the foot on the gas again. It's as if the foot's on the gas and the brake at the same time here. So we're just supporting the movement of the foot fully onto the gas pedal. As heavy or as softly as it would like to fall into that. And as we work with that pattern through the family lines, working through that kidney 24 points in the middle of the chest, roughly on either side of the body. And for here, just working with the vibration, the sound, A-U-M, Om, Aum. It's thought to be the sound of the universal psychologist beyond all space and time, connecting us in a way to all that is eternal. And as we set the stage for that, there's this natural awareness of forgiveness that arises spontaneously. And to support that, we'll just run the permissions, the words here for your masculine are just simply this: I am forgiven. And we're orienting that to all things family. It's linking into the left leg and all the nerves that run here. Letting go of any old ground that you've been standing on and hanging on to and asserting yourself into. And supporting this gentle movement now into the nerves on the right leg to communicate what's possible, what can be different, what can change, what's new here. What new beginnings can show up here in this space. And linking that again to the gallbladder as that pivot point in making decisions. And it's said that when the gallbladder leads the way from a clear mind, from a clear decision, all the other organs follow. Yeah, so they all consult the gallbladder and its capacity to decide when to step forward. And from here, releasing one more layer of timidity that's just getting in the way of curiosity. And within that, there's an active memory of having your hand slapped for like just wanting to curiously explore something. And that might have very well been for your own protection, like babies stretching their hands towards the flames of an open fire. So it can happen innocently enough, but there was this messaging of stop being curious about your world. That landed as a form of blindside, as a form of shock is also embedded here. So we need to simultaneously release the old shock from here and run switching on it to work with those kidney 27 points. And as we do so, there is another act of memory here. And I'm just finding it. It's a certain fear. Fear of intimacy. Into myself, I see. And as you see into yourself, getting to know yourself as you see yourself. What if it is safe to see and be known by yourself as well as by others? What if? As we support the body-mind in this way. Excuse me, I'm just going to grab a drink of water. Working here with, again, the balancing between the nerves and the left and the right legs. And as I go back and forth between the two of them, there's just this general sense of feeling restless or unsettled in some way, shape, or form. And it's fed by the emotion of doubts, the feeling of doubts, and all the emotions that are behind that. And the doubt is very specifically of who am I to embody this vision? Who am I to literally step into this vision? And from here, unhooking the belief system, to be human is to suffer. Yeah, there's also a lot of things that go on with humanness. It's not just to be born to suffer. And then working very specifically with the nerve endings on each foot, on the bottom of each foot, which is thought to be the meeting point, not just to connect to Mother Earth, Pachamama, but to connect to the essence of spirit, whatever that means for you. How is it you wish to walk in this world? How is it you wish to move and take action in this world? What qualities of movement do you wish to embody as you move in this world? And from here, we also need to unhook, just if there is this like pair of snow pants, which if you're closer to the tropics, yay you, if you're not sure what that is, we're in the middle of a 3-week cold snap now, minus 50 Celsius, so with our wind chills is not an uncommon temperature that I've seen on my phone over the past few weeks. But snow pants are like really extra, like thick, heavy insulated pants that you put over top of your regular pants. And they're very puffy and insulated and warm and spacious. And although there's this coziness that can come with these pants, for whatever reason, there's this bioenergetic snow pant present for you that was attempting to give your body protection. And it may have done so. It may have done just that for you. And now, for whatever reason, it is ready to peel off. And the snow pants are also including like boots. So we're actually unhooking the pants all the way down to the soles of the feet, including a pair of like really thick boots. As we begin to take the snow pants, and just take a look at them, they seem to be embodying protection against vulnerability, protection against being taken advantage of, protection against gullibility, and the snow pants themselves are holding a few things, and starting with old deep frustrations around not being able to just readily step into the joy of accessing all of those things that we mentioned earlier. And in addition to frustration, there's a bit of a sandwich here. There's pity. There's shame. There's guilt. There's self-doubt. and to support the release of that whole schmuzzle. That's a technical word, schmuzzle. We're working with balancing very specifically the gallbladder again, that pivot point. To the small intestine around, and the heart, pardon me, around stepping into harmony, letting go of not just sadness, but the idea that you have to deeply rest and hold still here out of fear. So there's both sadness and fear present here. And this is really cool. Every time I went to like go and buckle the snow pants, it was like, nope, and they knit themselves back. But what is happening is the way chi begins to expand off of the legs, the hips, the feet, the waist. And as there's this full lower body expansion beginning to arise in the weight chi, there's just this softening, this melting away of the need for the snow pants and the boots alike. And thinking right back again to that sole of the foot. How is it you wish to move forward and show up? What is it you're calling in? What is it you want to walk into? And being able to do so in a way that's grounded, that's connected to the essence of spirit, whatever that word holds for you, as well as is connected to the earth for all of her nourishment, all of her sweetness, and her embodiment in all things earth elements, which gives rise to be able to step forward to create change again in a peaceful way. An opportunity to drink in sweetness through every nerve ending in your foot. And as that begins to arise as a form of joy spontaneously through the nervous system, through the legs, I begin to see it move all the way up into the upper body, and I just see the arms spontaneously lifted into that position of victoriousness. As you begin to celebrate this natural essence of joy, as it moves effortlessly through the system, as we just step aside and allow it to organically move through. And as this joy makes its way through here, supporting that all with the permissions of, I can handle this. I can be present to joy. I can take it in. It's safe now. It's safe to take in joy now. And releasing those old patterns in which you may have been taught otherwise. And from here, unhooking the feeling of betrayal, punishment, and ridicule as it pertains to joy and how you've related to it. Running another C3 on that, same as before. It'll continue for 4 days though. As you literally reorient to joy in a way that also begins to register as even more safe. And as this inner joy gets drunk up, it's also wiring the nervous system to feel the softness and to feel the protection, to feel soft and protected. That theme has come up before, I can't remember when, but in the last 3 or 4 sessions. And as we support the body-mind in drinking up soft, protective joy, and letting that effortlessly glide through the system, much like you glide through a swimming pool or a skating rink, and supporting expansion. You have that expansion feeling as you glide in the water or on the ice. And if you're not sure what that feels like, just put your hands up in the air and just take a moment to like, feel that energy. And as that gliding imagery just continues that I'm noticing, this celebration, this capacity to take in joy through your movement, giving rise to celebratory energy within the system, begins to be welcomed by the heart. It's safe to celebrate. It's safe to celebrate here. It's safe to pause, take a moment to notice what is beautiful, what is worthy of celebration. And that may even be ongoing homework for those of you who feel called to do so. We're linking this all into house number 10, house of achievement, recognition, career, and outward self-expression. And just as the gallbladder is a pivot point between yang and yin, allowing for this energy to be a balancing point between your external world, how it is you express outwardly, and how it is you inwardly recognize your own achievements that are worthy of celebration and being seen by others. Running the simple permissions of, I did that, and linking that into now 6-month-old self, I did that. I did that. And although this might not necessarily land in a way that feels natural or easeful, I'll invite you to try it out anyways. Little ones, when they're first making their way towards successes, the motion in the body that gets attuned to that, how we attune to success, is through the capacity to reach out your arm to extension, to grab that thing that you want and to bring it back into your body. So if it calls to you, feel free to make a few of those movements. Opening up to receive, imagining whatever that is in front of you that you're cultivating or calling in, and bringing it towards you. And as you breathe and as you're present with that movement, as much or as little as you'd like to do that, I invite you to do it physically, if possible. If it's not possible, feel free to take it to imagination. But if it is possible, there's something about physically wiring it that can give a different lens through this all. I'll invite you to somatically explore that as much or as little as you like. And as we work with the energy of that phrase, I did that, linking into the eyes so that it's safe to be seen. Yeah, your accomplishing side, your achieving side is safe to be seen, to be noticed, to be witnessed, to be observed, to be cherished, to be praised. And from here, unhooking the belief system that people will ridicule or make fun of me. Yeah, and as we free you from that old pattern, linking into house number 8, again, the cycles of death and rebirth here, allowing you to be reborn here and now, allowing your 6-month-old self to be reborn here and now. And even that protector to be reborn into a new role, into a way that doesn't need to hinge on hate, but can now give rise to drive, to motivation, to inspiration, to action, to healthy masculine energy, to vitality. We're just gonna tap that all in. I'll invite you to allow the body mind to breathe here, however you feel called to. We're heading to the pilot light of the body, the Ming Men, that space around L2, L3, lumbar 2, lumbar 3, in your low back, below your ribcage. Yeah. And as we work with this pilot light, we're unhooking this idea that you need to be beholden to how it is your mom or your dad or anybody else before them navigated life and had a sense of control in doing so. So just supporting your capacity to step into your life, your role as an individual. And as we support you in landing into this deeper sense of self, supporting your inner pilot light and also coming from that inner sense of self. And as a connecting point to your vitality, which gets to be, again, in service to you, to yourself. And just giving the right amount of containment to support that as being within you. It doesn't have to be leaked out and, you know, spread out to everybody else. It gets to be something that's for you. And when I say the right amount of containment, there are sometimes people who very deeply contain things to the point where they hide it away from themselves. So for those of us who like to withdraw in that way, to isolate, just supporting the movement of opening up to allow that vitality to flow through your system. And it's first going into your yin, into all things feminine. Beautiful. And then from there into the masculine. From this place of nourished vitality, can the masculine take even healthier action? And from here, supporting one more relationship between that gallbladder and again that pivot point into stepping into the direction that you're moving forward into, the new beginning. And making sure that it's coming again from that place of expansion and joy and discernment. By bringing in both Jupiter and the small intestine. Interesting combination. Okay, so this planetary energy of Jupiter, as it gives rise to growth and expansion, begins to circulate through the masculine nature. And the Jupiter planetary energy also carries right brain awareness. So it's as if the masculine nature is just getting a little bit of awareness of the intuitive side, of the creative side of that right brain, and all the other elements that the right brain has within it, all the other qualities of the right brain. And as the body-mind steps into embodying this Jupiter energy through your masculine or your yang nature, the small intestine begins to have awareness that is within its intellect, but it's also opening up to receive the intuitive knowing that comes from the heart and to be supported by the heart in that way. Beautiful. That's got it settled and balanced. Nice. Yeah. Invitation to breathe right into that heart. And if there's anything else that remains that you feel a bit heavy-hearted about or sad or depressed about, and even if you don't have words for it, but it's just a felt sense that maybe your little one's speaking, feel free to just notice and welcome it to be here. And as you do so, noticing what this all feels like for you. And while you're noticing, just check out and see if it did have a taste or a smell, what might this heavy-heartedness taste or smell like? If it had a sound, a word, a noise, a meaning, what might that be? And feel free to even make that sound or noise internally or externally if it's possible. And if you don't have a sound, voo-ah-om, all work beautifully. And just noticing what this looks like. How much is here? Is there a color? What color is it? And making that color rich and thick and dense like toothpaste, mud, or jello. And if you could breathe that all together into a ball, if it's not already into a shape, just notice how much is here. Is this roughly the size of a ping pong ball, a tennis ball, a grapefruit, a cantaloupe, a volleyball, a beach ball, bigger? Breathing into its edges and loosening this up by means of breathing. Breathing it right into your hands. There's another little bit that I'm going to unhook off of the back body at the base of the neck, C7, T1. And as that releases, invitation to breathe. And for those of you that like the countdown, unhooking the stuff from the heart in 3, 2, 1. I just see it moving out towards the right side, but allowing your hands to move in whatever direction feels right for you. And if that area feels like it's too empty or void, feel free to drink in light, sunlight, moonlight, any color that calls to you of light, gold, silver, white, or any other color. And feel free to drink that in to every single cell. And I just see this very gentle golden light beginning to bathe the system. Taking on the energy of the sun. As that beams from your heart, connecting you to your individuality, your life force, your potential. And letting that sunbeam radiate out front and back of hearts, sides of heart, top of heart, bottom of heart. So it can go in every which direction, radiating in its own timing as the body-mind feels even more soft and protected by this golden light. It may set the stage for even more expansion to happen. And as I tap this part in, again, invitation to breathe. Perhaps letting the hearts lead the way. How does the heart want to breathe? Has the heart had a preference? The heart's often pretty neutral. But it may have some guidance. And as I tap that in, doing one more link between the heart and the gallbladder. And supporting the inner guidance system that we all have internally within us. Running the permissions here in this relationship, I am guided from within. I'm guided from within. I'm guided from within. Perhaps allowing that sunshine to continue to expand from this internally guided place. And as you drink that in, savoring this nourishment, thank you for being you. And thank you for all that's gone into you being present here and now in this moment. You are so deeply welcome here. Thank you for being here. And I have a nice little song here from a new friend who I met in my 2-year training program through Hakomi, which works with psychosomatic therapeutic techniques to release trauma, amongst other things. And her name is Sarah with an H, Calvert, C-A-L-V-E-R-T. And the song, she's on Spotify. The song is Long Time Sun. This is my wish for you all as you move forward. Thank you all, my loves, and I'm wishing you a beautiful 2022. And as I sign off here, sending you all the love, mwah, 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 from me and apparently Roxy. She just crawled out of her cave. She often hangs out beneath my feet, and she's usually the post-session dog, so she's actually coming out to say goodbye. So on that note, goodbye from me, Roxy, and from Charlie. Bye for now, loves.